Now, a second veteran, John Hook, he's 94. He enlisted in the army when he was 19. Spent a lot of time as an interpreter with for the Japanese after the end of the war. John Hook, hello.
Good morning, Neil. John Hook, yes. What a remarkable character Jack was.
He is a character, isn't he?
Yes.
Where were you on VP Day?
I was in Lae in Papua New Guinea.
What do you remember?
I remember celebrations, but they were rather muted in my case because I knew that as a young fellow, I wouldn't be going home for quite a while. By the way, I enrolled at 18, not 19.
I'm sorry. And when did you get out? How old were you when you got out?
A bit over 21, yes. I had my 21st birthday in Rabaul in Papua New Guinea.
Working as an interpreter with the Japanese charged with war crimes, geez, you must have heard some awful stuff, did you?
Yes, there were some terrible things, particularly the well-known, I think, the Sandakanda-Ranao death marches. Six came out of 2,500 POWs. It was just shocking.
Yeah, I've talked to people about that. That is, well, how did you find dealing with the Japanese? Did you feel any anger or passion towards them for what they'd done to your mates?
Well, as I say, it was pretty disgusting, some of the things we heard. I participated in the retrial of the people responsible for the first death march, and as I say, they were a bit of an exception because they had a strange background and had appealed against their first verdict, which was guilty. They appealed and the Australian Army gave them a retrial, and I participated in the retrial in Rabaul.
That stay with you, any of that stuff?
Yes, it does all the time, really. I guess, well, I've been mixed up with Japan for about 30-odd years, so yes, I think of that sort of thing quite a lot, and I have a large number of photographs taken from that period of time, not by me, but another person, and I look at those every couple of days just to familiarise myself with what did happen.
What do you think about when you're doing that thinking, when you're reflective, what do you think?
Well, the thing that really got me was I had quite a bit to do with the Formosans, which were now known as Taiwanese, and I had quite a bit to do with them in the lay POW camp, and they were reasonably all right type of people, but it was just incredible to see some of the Formosan basher gangs that were responsible for all the, well, many of the atrocities on Sandakan and the death marches which followed. They were a very, very different animal to the ones that I was used to.
Don't think I've ever talked to a veteran of any war who said it was any fun. They thought it was anything other than even somebody like Jack, who you know, is a bright man as he's going through life, but he talked about it being so bloody pointless and
brutal. That's the whole point. It just seemed to be so completely meaningless, and it achieves nothing, because you think of the Japanese, who are now a real bulwark for Australia and America against people from Asia, put it that way, people from China in particular. So it's a strange situation now. Enemies become relatively friends. Difficult to understand, really.
What do you think of and how you're coping with the lockdown, the COVID lockdown? I mean, you heard Jack saying, well, you know, prisoner of war camp was a bit harder. What do you think?
Well, I'm sort of locked in a single room in a residential aged care building, so it's a bit, tedious, to put it mildly, anyway.
And you're there all, you're by yourself in a single room.
That's right. Service people come in and out to give you meals and things like that. But apart from that, you're stuck on your lonesome.
And, of course, you can't see any of those children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren.
I do on Skype and Zoom and several of those things which I don't know too much about, but which I'm very thankful for. Seeing them on that is a great pleasure.
What would you like us to think about on the weekend for the anniversary?
I think people should think of other people, because so many people allow their own selfish motives to guide their actions and things like that, when I think what they should be doing really is thinking what they can do for others, because others do lots of things for them or have in the past.
Well said. You take care. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you very much for the interview.
Bye-bye. John Hook, 18 when he enlisted, 18, and served around the Pacific. And before that, Jack Bell, who is about, well, he's 102 at the moment, shot down south of Libya. Best mate was killed in the crash. Jack was badly wounded, and reckons the only reason he survived is there was a Harley Street specialist from London who was serving the German army who operated on him in a field hospital, 5 months in hospital. And back in Australia, 75 years later, he breaks his back, but goes to hospital and then gets on with life. Extraordinary people. As I said, living history.